This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The price of a barrel of crude oil today changed. It moved. That's what oil does. It goes up. It goes down. Traders are still processing the fallout of a failed OPEC meeting this past weekend, the one where the cartel and Russia were going to freeze production. But here's the thing. If everybody keeps on pumping full bore or close to it like they are doing right now, supplies are going to keep on outstripping demand and prices are going to stay low. But when it comes to being able to bear the pain of those low prices, not all petrostates are created equal, you know. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains the oil-producer divide.
What do ISIS, salaries in Moscow, and food lines in Caracas have in common? The oil price bust. It reverberates wide in countries that rely the most on oil sales. Consultant Bob McNally of the Rapidan Group says two countries that pushed hard for a producer freeze are Venezuela, where there are food shortages, and Russia.
Below $40 a barrel, President Putin has to make some very unpleasant decisions, like raising taxes on his oil industry. And if you go into the teens, the Russians need to then think about cutting salaries for soldiers and workers.
You may recall one nail in the Soviet Union coffin was an oil collapse in the late 80s. David Goldwyn runs an international energy advisory, and he considers Iraq highly exposed.
Their choice will be to hollow out even further their ability to fight ISIS, to stop repairing the electrical grid, and to cut the availability of fuel and food for their citizens.
What many petrostates did in the boom was to plan their budgets assuming high prices and high revenue. Nigeria and Angola assumed $80 oil, says Africa investment advisor Aubrey Rubi.
Given that we live in a less than $40 a barrel environment, they are now seeking to close $1 billion or more budget deficits.
Both are now seeking IMF help. Now, if any country can be deemed a winner of these oil hunger games, Saudi Arabia has years of savings stored up, as do Kuwait and the Emirates. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.